It is time to wake up.
Apparently.
Yeah. That's our wake-up call.
It is.
It's our alarm.
Really? Because my alarm went off like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, mine too.
And I ignored it for about 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I popped out of bed for some reason. I'm like, woo, all right. Yep, time to get up.
No, I was making like excuses in my head. Oh, I can get ready in this amount of time.
No.
I can get ready in that 40 minutes. Do you think I can do 40 minutes? No, I can do 35.
Don't you know you're not supposed to listen to sleepy's version of yourself?
Well, I do now that I'm awake, but when I'm asleep,
yeah.
That's the part of me that makes the most sense.
Sleepy version of yourself is a deceiver.
Even, okay, so it was like 5:07 at some point, and I was like 5:10, just 5:10. 3 minutes? Really?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No. Because then all of a sudden it's 5:30 and you're like, no!
Yeah.
And you're like jumping out of bed, freaking out. Well, I tried that. Yeah, it never works.
5:30 still isn't bad for me.
Yeah.
See, because I can get here in 4 seconds.
That's great for you.
Yeah.
That must be nice.
At 5:30, you're late.
I'm going to see if anybody at Calvary would care. I think I'm just going to build a trailer in the...
You don't have to build it. You can just haul it in.
Yeah, right in that grassy area right there.
I don't think they'd mind.
I don't either, you know? I've always wanted a skate park for a backyard.
I think it's a really cool skate park, too.
Yeah, that way I don't have to worry about, you know...
Yeah.
Getting up really early. Just crawl over.
You don't even have to... You just wear your pajamas over here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. I think I'm going to look into that. I'm sure nobody would mind.
I don't think so. I think everyone would be really happy.
Really happy.
They'd do that. It'd kill the grass, but... Once again, they're happy.
Well, no, it's my lawn. I take care of it.
That's true. It's your lawn.
Oh, man. It is Tuesday and early.
It is.
Early, early. No, it's not way too early Tuesday, but...
It's just early.
Yeah.
Oh, Olympics. Are you talking about Olympics?
I am.
Oh, okay.
As are you?
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about this morning, so I figured we could get started on time, actually.
Oh, okay.
I have 5 random wrap-up facts...
Okay.
From the Olympics.
Okay.
They wrapped up this last weekend.
They did.
Obviously, the closing ceremonies, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
But here's a few random wrap-up facts from the Olympics. Number one, if Michael Phelps were a country, his own country, he'd rank 37th all-time in Summer Olympic gold medals.
Oh, my gosh.
All-time.
All-time.
He has 18, which is the same total as Argentina and Austria. He's ahead of Jamaica, Kazakhstan, and Iran in gold medal count.
Aww.
All time.
That's so sad.
All time.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. If the U.S. women were a country, they would have tied for 3rd in the gold medal count and come in 5th overall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
So thanks to the ladies.
Yeah.
Because they obviously ruled this summer.
Yeah.
So, number 3, guess how many marriage proposals happened at the London Olympic venues this summer?
Do you really want me to guess?
No, I really don't. 25. 25 marriage proposals.
I was going to guess 2,000. I was going to guess 2,000.
2,000. 2,000 marriage proposals.
Maybe it was really inspiring. 25 is not that much.
25 is a pretty good number.
Okay.
That's 50 people.
How many people went?
Happy. I don't know, at least 80.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm terrible at guessing, too, apparently. Number 4, Grenada won its first medal ever.
And it was Grenada.
Gold. Grenada. I say Grenada because it sounds cooler, and it's like, Grenada! You know, like, yeah. Yeah. I like Grenada.
It's Grenada.
Now, how do you spell grenade?
G-R-E-N-A-D-E.
Right. And Grenada.
G-R-A-N-A-D-E. D-A?
Yeah.
Grenada.
Grenada.
Okay. Grenada.
Actually, Spanish, it's like, what's up, bro? Nada. So, Grenada.
Grenada.
Makes sense. But Grenada also makes sense because it's grenade with an A instead of an E.
Don't you know you're not supposed to listen to your sleepy self?
It's the Spanish version of grenade.
Okay. Of Grenada. Course. Grenada.
Ah. C.
La Grenada.
Yes. La Grenada.
S over there.
Yep. Anyways. They won gold in the men's 400-meter sprint, so they have the best ratio of medals per capita of any country
at
100,000 people per medal. India has the worst, by the way, at 204.1 million people per medal.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
India's a lot bigger.
Yeah. U.S. has about 3 million people per medal, which is in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got. Those are my random facts.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have more important things to talk about. You okay?
Yeah, pre-reading is always, like, fantastic.
Oh, you're like, oh, I know.
So, if you notice, I said I had 5 random wrap-up
facts. You told me 4.
I only told you 4. And there's a reason for that.
Who's counting?
Which we'll keep at 4. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Here, number 5. Go ahead. Just read it to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually read a story about that, which I can't talk about. Because I was like, oh, that's interesting. Can't talk about that on air. If you're wondering what we're talking about, too bad.
Just go Google the Olympics.
Yeah, you'll find out a lot of information that you don't care about.
Plenty of random information.
Yeah, well, this is something that wasn't brought to my attention before.
Yeah.
It was after.
You were very sad about this that
yes.
you didn't know.
Yes, the Spice Girls did the closing ceremony.
Yes, and London was in bad trouble. They needed something.
And it was amazing.
Uh-huh. Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Okay, here's... This is what I consider watching. I saw a really, really, really terrible version of someone recording it off of the TV on YouTube. And so I saw that.
That doesn't count.
And then the next version I saw was a really great quality version of someone who was actually there, but the camera was all shaky.
Yeah.
And so everybody, it was awful. The people in the comments.
That's a good illustration.
For what?
Life. We were just reading that Ravi Zacharias book about being in the like nosebleeds of a football game and how you don't really get a clear understanding. And then when you're close up, it's like when you're close, the closer you are to Jesus, the more you understand him.
Yeah.
So, see, you only have like this shoddy image because, you know, the Spice Girls kind of suck and not a lot of people were recording them.
It's not.
So.
Everyone was recording them.
Yeah.
They're just keeping it to themselves.
It's like... bad recordings, because that's all you have. It's like secondhand knowledge, not firsthand.
Back to the Spice Girls. They sang their best hits, which are...
all 2 of them.
All 2 of them.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on
no,
it.
No, it's Beyonce.
Baby, baby, baby.
Who's baby, baby?
Baby, baby, baby.
That's just called baby.
Baby, whatever. Whatever. Those are their 2 best jams.
No. They sing the Spice Up Your Life song. And then Wannabe. Hi, see, yeah, hold tight.
What? No, what about the one that's like, if you wanna be, wanna.
Wannabe.
Oh, that's called Wannabe?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I don't know anything.
You gotta get with my friends.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, man, those Brits are... creepy.
They're just really close.
They're just, yeah.
Really close.
Keep it in the family.
So, yeah, they did the closing ceremony, and I didn't read any of this, but I was just really, I guess it's just a great reminder.
That they closed?
That they're over?
No, they're not finally done?
That's the first time they've performed together in, like, the past 15 years.
Yeah, no one cared.
Everyone cared.
Well, that's
they
true.
Had the most amazing stage. It was really cool. It was, like, kind of like the British flag. And then a bunch of British cars were driving on it. And then the British, like 5 British cars lit up. And then they got out of it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Can we talk about how amazing the Olympics were this year?
Yes, they were awesome.
I didn't watch any of them.
You make me so sad.
Well.
Someday you'll be cultured enough and sporty enough to watch the Olympics.
Sporty enough.
Sporty Spice was there every day.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you don't know that.
You don't know that. No. Probably wasn't.
But she's the one who looks the most 90s still.
Really?
Yeah, she has like this armband tattoo, but it's like really thin and her muscles are huge. So it's like, yeah.
Spice Girls was 90s?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were 90s.
That makes me sad. Because that
Why?
Means I'm old. Because I kind of remember them.
You kind of
It's been 20
them?
Years since they've...
Not 20, like 15.
It's still...
I'm just saying that Sporty Spice still looks really sporty.
Yeah.
In the 90s. She still has like her hair in a ponytail.
Will you please watch the Winter Olympics in 2 years?
Ugh.
I promise it will be worth it.
I don't know.
We will talk about it then.
Only if they take some of our suggestions that we had yesterday.
Okay.
For making things way more interesting.
Yeah, if you missed that, make sure you go check out our podcast. at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah. Great ideas there.
6:18 now on your Tuesday. Don't forget, New Music Tuesday coming up at 8 o'clock. A lot of amazing new stuff we're going to be premiering this morning. Don't miss it. That just starts.
It does.
Okay. See you, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That is one of the vibiest records.
Seriously.
All around.
So much soul.
Brand new music from Anchor and Braille right there. A song called Find Me. You can find that on their new CD, The Quiet Life. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
It is time. Oh, it is time.
It is time.
I like that. The synchronized.
There we go.
Beating of our board. Okay, no Creed.
No.
It's too early.
Yeah,
too early. Don't have time for that
terrible.
This morning. So, there's something I definitely want to... Ooh, phone call. Hold on. Okay. Static!
Hey, Steve-O!
Hey!
Is Mitch in?
I'm here.
Hey, Mitch, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. School went great yesterday.
Good!
Yeah, tell us everything about your first day of school, Matthew, from Albuquerque. Go.
Well, I started my TL and I won... this really, really nice young teacher. Next, let's see here. I went to this, well, this lady was a little cranky, Miss Webster. And upstairs, you know, I had InfoTech. It was awesome. I had one of my Facebook friends in InfoTech class, Steve-O.
Nice.
So it's nice. You know what I mean? I actually say, let's see, it's in the person's in the council for my school, so.
In the council of Elrond?
No, they're student council.
The fellowship.
A fellowship.
Yeah.
The fellowship, okay.
So, hey, how you guys doing?
Doing awesome. Well. Hey, man, we'll be praying for your trek to Mordor.
Oh, that's good. Hey, let's do this. I have bus service.
Yes.
Good.
That is fantastic. Everyone should use bus service.
I was wondering if you guys could do a shout out for this guy's name is Bob. He's my bus driver, Bob.
Bob the bus driver.
Does he listen to Static?
Totally doesn't sound generic.
Does he listen to Static?
Of course. Now, the bus number is bus number 1271.
1271, shout out.
Yep, for bus number 1271, Bob.
All right, bus 1271, Bob. All right, man, congratulations on winning your teacher, and have a great morning.
I will, Steve-O. Can you play some... Do you guys have any new Amberlin yet?
Not yet.
October 16th.
And I'll be counting that down.
Me too. I'll tell you that much.
See, my friend asked for some, Amberlin. He said, you know what? I need some so my mom can wake up.
There it is.
Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Okay, bye.
Favorite call of the morning.
Always. It's in the 6 a.m. hour now.
Yes. For those of you... who do not know Matthew from Albuquerque. He used to call on the, 8 o'clock hour?
8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock hour, both.
7 o'clock,
7
8 o'clock,
hour.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now he has school, so he calls in the 6 o'clock hour. So you are blessed, 6 o'clock hour people.
Yes.
You are blessed.
Yes.
Welcome to the fellowship.
Him and Bob.
And Bob and his friend Sean.
And his friend Sean. All in the fellowship.
Yes.
Shout out to them and bus 1271.
And Samwise.
Sam.
Oh, Sam. We made it, Sam.
Sam.
Really, Sam?
Sam. It's just the way Frodo said it.
Yeah.
Because we can't really judge it. It's not really an English accent.
Well, yeah, it's a Middle Earth accent.
Right.
Which is totally different. Yeah.
Mr. Frodo.
Speaking of friends, Matthew's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, Bob.
Like different shout outs every time, and he's
Sean.
Always got different friends.
But what's crazy is that all of his friends want to hear Amberlin.
All of them. And according to a new survey... most people don't remember a lot of things about their friends. He seems to remember a lot of things.
Everything.
I'm going to quiz you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a new survey. According to it, most people can't remember any important dates without being reminded by Facebook. Now,
okay.
you don't have Facebook
don't have
in
Facebook.
Front of you. You're pretty good with dates.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Who specifically?
Well, this one's easy. Number one.
Okay.
63% of people remember this one without Facebook reminders, but this is disgustingly sad. Only 63% of people remember their wedding anniversary.
September 19th.
Boom. Oh. Okay. That's less than 2 in 3 people.
That's so sad.
Remember their wedding anniversary.
Aw.
Mine's October 18th.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
We got this down.
Yep. Okay. Who's your best friend?
Well, I have two, Becca and Rachel.
Okay.
So pick one. You pick one, Becca or Rachel?
Becca.
Okay.
Because Joey B is my best friend in the universe.
Okay.
Starts with B.
B.
And Becca starts with B.
B. I mean, her real name is Rebecca. But
also because Joey's birthday was yesterday, so it's easy for me to
okay.
remember. Number two, less than half, 47% remember the date of their best friend's birthday.
July 27th. I mean, you can't.
I can't verify any of this, so I'm like, good job.
It just passed.
Hey, honor system. Okay.
Okay.
You better be telling the truth. Okay.
Hand over my heart.
Oh. Only 45% remember their parents' wedding anniversary.
Well, it was July 27th.
Was it really?
No, it was June 27th.
Okay. I'll give you that.
They're not
married
anymore.
See, my dad died when I was 7.
Aww.
Actually, it's October 31st. I remember it.
Okay.
Halloween, because that was also his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. And the week he died.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew this was going to go south.
Number four.
Okay.
Duh. 45% know the date they took their first vacation abroad.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be a vacation. It would be a mission trip. And that was July 9th of last year.
That's not fair. In high school, we went overseas to Europe, Germany, Austria, Italy, Switzerland. Did a little like circle.
I've never been there.
I don't remember when it was.
Oh.
So.
Well, it had to be during the summer.
Number five.
Okay.
Only 42% of people know the date they first went out with their significant other.
August 24th.
Oh. That was like your first date with Kelly?
Yeah.
I remember the day I met my wife. The day I proposed is coming up.
Really?
10 years ago on September 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah.
That counts, so it had to be before that.
Yeah. Oh, this one doesn't count for you. Just over 1 in 4 people actually remember the date of their child's first day of school. Oh. I bet you Chrissy would remember that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I can't remember that because I don't have that memory just yet.
1 in 4 people remember the date they started their first job.
Here?
Was this your first job?
Oh, my first job. It was in October. In the beginning, that's all I remember.
Okay, yeah, nobody cares. Number eight.
That's so mean.
1 in 5 remember their pet's birthday.
Which one? I have 3.
Do you know them all?
Yeah.
Who do you love the most?
I don't know. I have all of, I don't know. I can't do this. They're like my kids right now. That's not fair.
Oh, gross and weird.
No.
Cat lady. Gross.
I'm not cat lady. One I don't know is January.
Okay, cool.
But then my other dog is January 8th, and then my other dog is March.
January 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis's birthday.
Hey, yeah, it's when my youngest puppy was born.
That's also Maggie's birthday, my best friend's daughter.
Ah.
January 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that day.
And Elvis. Did I mention Elvis?
And Elvis. Yeah.
Number 9, 17% of people. I'm pretty good with dates.
Yeah, you're really good.
Yes.
Good job.
My brain is awful, so I'm excited that I'm actually remembering
something. When is your dog's birthday?
I don't know.
Okay.
October 7th,
29th, 12th. Good job.
19th.
Yeah.
Number 9, 17% of people. That means 1 in 6. Remember the date of their first live concert they ever saw?
No, I don't. Because I started seeing them when I was really young.
Right, me too. I was a little kid. Yeah. I don't remember my first... I remember what my first concert was, but I don't remember the date.
It was a blues concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
My first, like, actual... I guess if we want to get technical, it was a concert.
I had the blues because we were at the concert and my mom grabbed me by the ear and pulled me out of the concert.
Because you're in trouble.
Yes.
Because you weren't supposed to go.
Because she didn't know. She took me to Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh.
And they started singing songs that were inappropriate.
Yeah.
And she grabbed me and said, "We are out of here."
Aww.
Yeah. Number 10, 15% of people remember the date when they first saw a movie in a theater.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's not bad.
That was good.
You
yeah.
get the,
we got the
there
important
you go.
Ones.
There you go.
Important ones.
Nicely done. According to a new survey, a lot of people can't remember key dates in their life. What is most sad to me, only 63% of people actually remember their wedding anniversary.
That's so sad.
Yeah, which it makes it the date people are most likely to remember, though. Number two was, their best friend's birthday. That came in second place, which is, you know, good.
Yeah. I know a lot of people's birthdays, though. So
you
feel,
do. You're weird.
I know.
Like, you just remember dates.
Yeah.
So.
It's more of a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm broke because I remember everyone's birthday.
This is true. Now, you feel like you have to get everybody something?
Yeah.
See, I only get, like, one person, and that's Joe. He's probably the only person I'll...
Yeah, you guys have rules, too.
We do have rules. There are rules.
Yeah.
Because you'll go broke trying to buy everything, everybody something.
Exactly.
Static!
No?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey!
Hello. Hey!
What's up? Okay?
What, is nobody going to say C?
Oh. C! That just means yes, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
A, B, C.
Hey, you know what? I got married on 4th of July, just so I don't forget.
Boom.
There you go.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
How are the fireworks for your wedding?
Either way, there's going to be fireworks.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Sex and Spike.
Yeah.
No, and I was thinking of her when we got married on 4th of July. We actually got married in Ruy Gosso behind an abandoned house, like a four-story huge house right next to the creek underneath a willow tree.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I was in shorts. Tennis shoes. I just got out of the creek trying to fish for trout by hand. Then our pastor kind of like, we it was all set up for that day. We just wanted to find a location. So, yeah, man, it was so cool. Casual, man. It was just, man, it was great.
Nicely done, my friend.
That is nice.
Yeah, you can't forget. I got the worst memory, like, ever. Like, I don't even know when I was born.
Dude.
That's a problem.
I'm thinking October.
Nah, man, but you got to set when you get married, you got to make sure when you set the date that she agrees on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Later, man.
All right, man.
I got stuff.
All right.
Later.
I set the date.
I got stuff. Later.
I got stuff. Bye. Okay.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way, if you'd like to add to the conversation.
We set the date by checking, like, if we liked the numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the date?
09-1909.
Oh, okay.
So I picked it because I
why didn't you get married on the 9th? That would have been awesome.
It was like a Wednesday.
999? Who cares? It's 999.
Because I was getting married here, and I had already paid for it, and I couldn't get married here on a Wednesday.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So
that makes sense. 9-19-9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now you'll never forget.
Truth, actually, because I remember your birthday only because of your hilariously amazing NSYNC fascination.
Yes.
So, 02-08-88?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Good job.
Woo!
You win.
I do win. Stever!
Morning.
Good morning.
I remember some dates.
Yeah?
Yeah. I remember on August 8th, I went to go see Unforgiven when it was released at the movies.
Well, that's not fair. It's your birthday.
Yeah, well, there was a birthday gift to me since Clint is my favorite.
Yeah.
And I remember the date of my first date with my wife.
You
really?
Do?
Yeah.
When was that?
July 4th, 1986.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
we were both
good.
We were both two.
I was going to say, I was negative two.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Little preschool hangout session.
Yeah, of course.
That's good. That's the ever-important preschool hangout
yeah,
session.
Yeah, most important
I like
part.
That.
Definitely.
Right on. There it is. According to a new survey, most people don't remember any important dates without being reminded by Facebook. Being that we don't have a Facebook, I feel like we do very
well.
We're
excluded,
maybe
yeah.
That's why we do well, because we don't have a Facebook to tell us these things.
Like, you have to admit, you don't know a lot of phone numbers.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I didn't have a phone until I was 19.
Uh-huh.
My first phone, I was 19. I still have, if people still have the same number from high school, I have their phone number memorized.
See, I remember that from, like, high school, because you had to actually type it in. Boop,
yeah.
Boop, 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 you know?
Yeah. And there's, like, a... It's just muscle memory at that point.
Maybe that's what it is. So I still remember a lot of, like, old phone numbers where I actually had to type it in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I randomly have people's phone numbers memorized. Like, I worked at the reception desk, so every time a phone number would pop up on the caller ID, I'd look at it and I'd be like, who is that? And eventually it'd click and I'd get it and I'd remember, like, Stever, I know your number. Just saying.
That means you have no excuse when all of a sudden you're not here one day and it's like, why didn't you call? Well, my phone was broken and I didn't have anybody's phone numbers. Lies!
My phone was broken.
Yes.
Well, if it's broken, then it's broken.
Then you can use your husband's.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, though. That's a lot of times my wife will give me, getting back to the dates thing, my wife will tell me dates because of that.
Like, yeah.
Because she has a Facebook and she'll say,
oh, it's so-and-so's birthday.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow's so-and-so's birthday. And I was like, right. Okay.
Thank you.
I remember.
Well, you remember the date overall. It's just when it's coming up, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But whatevs. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you.
Yes,
stuff.
It is.
And, you know.
That's us.
Doing things.
You said that so casually that it really threw me off just now.
Sorry. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, can you?
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Me Without You. From their brand new record, 10 Stories. And by brand new, I mean like 3 months old. But it's still new to me.
Yeah.
Mostly because I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Didn't we play it cover to cover?
Yeah, we did.
I haven't heard it.
It is Tuesday, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, New Music Tuesday. I'm excited. We got some local submissions, and most of them are covers.
Yeah.
We have an Adele cover this morning. We have a Bad Religion cover this morning.
I'm excited.
It's going to be a good morning for new music.
Yes.
That's coming up at 8. You help us decide what jams are kept.
Yeah.
And what are buried away into the vault that no one will ever hear them again.
I was thinking, do we want to... Whenever they say, Barry, this sucks so much, I don't ever want to hear it again, should we get constructive criticism out of that, or should we just leave it? They didn't like it.
That'd be good if we actually got that. I know Jared from Gozier, drummer, good dude.
Yeah.
He always likes the constructive criticism. Like, well, okay, cool, you didn't like it. What don't you like about it?
Right.
What can we improve upon? And that's kind of the point for local artists.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, man, we want to hone our craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can actually get your feedback put in at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll be doing that at 8 o'clock. And if you're an artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. And let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to be local to the Albuquerque area, because we have quote-unquote local bands from all over.
Just local to...
Local to your area.
Your area.
Yeah. You're an upcoming band. You want to get your music out. We are here to help.
It's great news.
Yeah. You know what else is great news?
What?
A Colorado man has decided to do something awesome for people in Aurora, because after the horrific shooting at the Colorado premiere of The Dark Knight Rises on July 20th, a lot of people, understandably, skittish about going to a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
About a week after the tragedy, Jason Cole, he's a tech software executive from Louisville, Colorado. That's right. I said Louisville, Colorado.
Louisville, Colorado.
He announced plans to pay for local residents' movie tickets to get them back into theaters and to remove the power of fear. He said, some jerk tried to steal a night of fun from all of us, and we're giving it back. He took donations and eventually had enough money to buy 1,300 movie tickets.
Wow. Can someone tell him that fear spread to New Mexico?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not joking.
Oh, it's national. But, you know, less people wanting to go to the movie theater. And sadly, there have been reports other places where it's like, hey, crazy gunman, he was caught before he could, you know, but his plan was to go to a movie theater. It's like,
I wish you wouldn't have publicized that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather not hear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. True story. So he handed out 1,300 tickets, which he and a group of volunteers went to 5 Denver area theaters on Saturday and just passed them out. Hey, want to go to a movie? Here, free ticket. He says, quote, it was a chance to join together with strangers to bless other strangers, to show love in the face of hate, bravery in the face of violence. Hopefully it inspired them to pass that love along to others when they left the theater, walking out of the darkness and into the light.
Ooh, that's cool.
So it's interesting, and it got me thinking about the idea that, you know, this guy, he was inspired. He wanted to do something. He wanted to bring hope to people. And so to do that, he decided that he was going to buy everybody movie tickets.
Yeah.
And I love his thought, the idea of like, hey, man, I got 1,300 movie tickets. Let's hand them out to this area in our community, five different movie theaters, and then hopefully inspire them to make a change in someone else's life in their, you know, circle of influence. So very, very cool stuff. And it, I mean, as Christians, it's kind of what we're called to do, right?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. So it's like, Being an influencer in your little sphere, in your circle of friends, you know, and then maybe inspiring somebody to do something else, to make a change, to make a different decision in their life.
Well, James tells us to be doers, not just hearers.
Right.
And so the fact that this guy is out there, he's setting an example. I don't know if he's a Christian.
Right.
We don't know what his motives are. Maybe it's just literally to get people back into the theaters. Give fear the backseat. So maybe we should be taking some ideas from him and just going for it, because it's always a great idea. You're like, oh, that'd be so cool, even if we just made sandwiches and went and handed them out to homeless people.
Right.
And then bringing that thought to fruition is just so rare.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy, I mean, local resident, he had the idea. He says he's a self-described movie geek, and he just wanted to raise money to purchase as many prepaid passes for moviegoers as possible. Because he was just trying to think of a way he could do something in response to the theater shooting, which left, obviously, 12 people dead and dozens more seriously injured. He said he wanted to do something that was the exact opposite of what this guy did in the dark. We wanted to see what we could do to help spread a little light in Aurora.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a cool way to help out the community, make a difference, and I mean, we'll see what the fruit of that is, because people went to the movie theater.
And all of this can start, like, in your neighborhood, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's where it began this last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Friends of ours, they wanted to start a, I guess, I don't want to call it a Bible study, because when you think...
There's construction on Yale near Gibson and westbound Lomas between Louisiana and San Pedro, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the big show. That would be Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
That's us.
That would be...
That's how we do.
You and I.
So, Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
She's sweet. Do you know Merriam?
What's Merriam?
Merriam?
No, I don't know.
Merriam-Webster, they've announced some new additions to their collegiate dictionary, and the English language is hurting, bro.
Just a little.
But did you hear my sentence?
Say it again.
The English language is hurting, bro.
Comma, bro, exclamation mark.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, cool. Yeah, I pretty much am blaming the internet for making these words. There's normal, like a bucket list is being added.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you
that's
know,
okay.
Bucket list, you know,
the
list
phrase.
Of things you want to do before you die.
Those are words, but they're two words put together.
Yeah, but it's still, it's something, you know what I mean?
It's so not a compound
20 years from
word.
Now, if people aren't using it, it was like, bucket list. Oh, yeah, that was a term we used for...
But bucket list, is that a compound word or is it bucket dash list?
It's two words.
Nope, it's no com, nothing?
No dash, no.
Okay, so those are just words.
Right.
And a bucket is the phrase that we use to, like, describe what we want to do before we kick the bucket.
What about storm door? That's, like, two words.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's not a compound
like a
word?
Storm door? I don't know.
It's a door used in storms.
Right. There you go. Good job, Merriam. So, e-reader, another normal one.
Okay.
Okay, but here are five words that are official additions to the English language, and I even have the Webster's definitions of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Number one, seriously being added to the dictionary, energy drink.
Oh.
Energy drink.
You don't have to tell me what that is, because I know what that is, but...
Okay, let's see your definition for energy drink and Webster's and see who's this closer.
A liquid that...
First of all, you have to say what it is.
Energy drink.
Yeah, but no, next to it usually like noun, verb, something. It's a noun. I'll
noun. Like person,
noun.
Place, or thing.
Energy
noun.
Drink.
Yes.
Noun.
I'm going to fail
okay.
with this. It's a beverage that makes someone more awake and makes them
thank you,
work
Miriam.
Faster.
Okay.
And shaky.
A usually carbonated beverage that typically contains caffeine and other ingredients intended to increase the drinker's energy. Energy drink.
You can't use energy in that.
Going into the dictionary. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
This is a sad, sad day.
Okay.
F-bomb.
Aww.
They are adding F-bomb to the dictionary. It's a noun.
What does that mean?
It's a noun used metaphorically as a euphemism for the curse word that begins with F. That's the definition that's going into the dictionary.
For... No?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll hurt yourself. Okay. Stop. Man cave.
Man cave?
Man cave is going into the dictionary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Man cave is a noun. It's a room or space designed according to the taste of the man of the house to be used at as his personal area for hobbies and leisure activities. I like that word.
That's a good word.
I will never have one of those.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No, we have kids.
Don't get your...
And every time I start thinking, oh, they're getting old enough, we can start like moving stuff around. Oh, we're having another one. Okay, oh. That's going to be the baby room then. Okay, never mind. Stever.
Hey.
Morning.
It's where I go after work.
The man cave?
Yeah, and you don't, you know, you could just be a corner.
The man corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have your own space.
I don't have my own space.
You could just, like, make a corner.
Well, do you ever have, like, you're watching...
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
All right. Welcome to the show. 7:36 now. Happy Tuesday to you. We are 24 minutes away from New Music Tuesday, where we will be premiering some cool local stuff. We got an Adele cover and a Bad Religion cover.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Not to mention, you know, all the crazy... Oh, did I mention brand new Demon Hunter single?
That's what I, yeah.
Also, brand new music from Toby Morell from Emory. A little side project from Toby Morell. Dude, it's going to be awesome.
I'm glad you're so excited.
I'm amped. In studio right now, dear friend Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park. Welcome to the show.
I am excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here, buddy.
It's been a while. Dude, this summer has been gnarly.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Gnarly is probably an understatement.
Yeah, where you been, bro?
Dude, it started when I asked my wife to marry me back last July 4th.
You just used your wife as an excuse.
I know. But
you're
wedding,
starting off wrong.
Weddings are nuts. I love her to death. We're married now. That was a big deal. And then right when I got back from my honeymoon, right, I had a mountain of things to do with the Mixed Game Room Skate Park. The biggest one was the skate mission trip that we went on about a week and a half ago. God totally rocked our world and taught us some lessons. We had our struggles, but ultimately, you know, I really believe God not only challenged the team and worked in the team, but also on the people we went to minister to, the kids at the skate park.
Yeah, know? Dude, tell us about some of the highlights from the mission trip.
Wow, it started off in Heaven Fest, which was pretty epic. We set up a skate park there with another ministry called skateministry.org. And Ural Lebecki,
yes,
that guy,
dude,
with the dreads. Love him to death. He is such a man after God's own heart. His sole desire in life is to share the gospel with his skateboard.
Yeah.
And he's at a pro level, skill level. So, and he is a pro. He rides for a board company called Untitled Skateboards.
Yep.
And so we met with him. We did three demos at Heaven Fest. And after every demo, we did a gospel message. And this is at a Christian event. I mean, there was over 35,000 people there. I mean, there was hundreds of bands from, I mean, I don't even know all the names of them all. There was just like tons and tons of bands. And it was cool to me and interesting. And it really opened my eyes to like, man, churches and ministries need to be sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that were coming up and giving their lives to the Lord at a Christian event or rededicating it or different things like that. So that was sick. And then we just went on a skate park tour all over Colorado, man, from like South Park, Glenwood Springs, to Steamboat, to Loveland, to Denver, to Arvada, to all over.
Right.
Trinidad.
You went to South Park?
Dude, that is the craziest place on earth. We camped in South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like, I gotta be honest, I've never been there. How many references to the show are in South Park?
I didn't see one.
Really?
Wow.
Because that's really, I mean, that's where the show is set, South Park, Colorado.
It's kind of like you wonder, like, about Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Right. Probably nothing. So did you see the paper company in Scranton? So you didn't see any kids in South Park?
Or, like, Springfield, Illinois?
Yeah.
Like,
well, see, they never say which Springfield the Simpsons
I just always
is.
Assume it's Illinois.
Yeah, that's a lot of people do. Man.
Yeah, South Park was interesting enough. But, you know, it was cool. We went to the skate park. There was nobody there, but we skated, and it was legit. And so here we are back in Albuquerque, you know, doing our thing. And we did Skate Church last Tuesday, and we're going to continue to do it today.
At 7, right?
At 7 p.m. here at the Mixed Gaming Skate Park on Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. It's rocking. It's cool. It's a cool Bible study, and I really want to been focusing on the book of James. We've been going over the book of James. I'm just starting chapter 5, but we've been going like verse by verse since, I don't know, February, March.
Nice.
So we've been pretty in-depth, and it's been a rocking good time.
And you don't have to be a skater to come to Skate Church.
No. Skater or non-skater. That's what it says on our flyers and our website. It's kind of unique ministry. It's like a... I don't know how to say it.
It's just fun church, man.
Yeah,
it's just cool fellowship. It's cool hang time. There's video games. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You can skate.
Yeah, you can. And it's free to skate.
Free. Yeah.
On Tuesdays, too, our rental boards and helmets are completely free if you stay for Skate Church. So,
yeah.
I mean, if somebody's like, man, I don't have a skateboard or a helmet, but I want to go check it out, we have all that available.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's totally cool. And you're right. The what I love about it is most youth services in Albuquerque, you know, you show up, want to come early, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, hang out with your friends, listen to a message, you bounce out pretty quick with your parents.
Right.
The cool thing about Skate Church is it's a Bible study, you know, and you could come from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, now that we have new, you know, school hours.
Yeah.
3 p.m. to 7, skate, hang out and chill, do homework, whatever. Bible study and then fellowship afterwards. It's a great time to hang out with your friends and just relax and just chill. So
yeah, man,
we're pretty amped on it. So
yeah, every single Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Skate Church. You can catch the details at our Facebook page, actually facebook.com/mystaticradio. There's a link to the Mix website, including all the details on Skate Church tonight at 7.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Yeah.
Do you guys have an end time?
Well, we close at 10. The ministry is an hour long.
Okay.
So 7 to 8. We do a couple worship songs. If the Lord blesses us with a worship leader, which is always tough, you know, do prepare our hearts. And I usually teach almost till 8, sometimes a little earlier.
Right on.
It's pretty open. I like to get the audience involved. I ask so many questions. I want to get their opinions and their ideas and really think. And it's a small enough group where you can
just challenge people and hang out. And
I mean, there was a few times, you know, in the summer where it gets more busy because all the kids are at school, where you have like 50 to 70 kids and you're just, it's harder to do that.
Yeah.
But when school starts, it just seems like, you know, it's
the core 30.
Yeah.
30 or so.
Well, you know, 7 to 8 and then school the next morning. And, and our demographic is a little younger, middle school and younger. I mean, even though we get a ton of high school and adults too. So
there it is.
We're amped, dude.
There's no like age requirement.
No, it's like all ages. That's the crazy thing. Imagine teaching to like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, and also like a 19, 20-year-old.
Yeah. At the same time.
You don't want to be like so simple that the older person is like, dude, I saw this
on Sesame Street, bro. What are you doing?
So it's pretty unique, and God is rocking my socks off with it for sure. And now we're in a whole new season going into, like I said, school semester.
School year.
School year started yesterday, so we don't open up till 3 p.m. To 7.
Do you sleep till noon?
I wish. Well, some days I guess I could.
You probably could, but that would be so.
Oh my gosh. If they did a day in the life of Caleb, I was watching, they do these things called Day in the Life of a Skateboarder Pro. Right?
Okay.
Well, they'll follow them around from morning till night. The average time that a skater wakes up literally is like 11:30 to 2.
PM?
PM, yeah. And you know, it's like this guy, they were doing this video thing with Quicksilver. Right, and he's sponsored by Quicksilver clothing and stuff.
Yeah,
so they called him out and they had him do this little video commercial. He's like, dude, I had to be up so early, man, for these shoots because the sun and everything. It was like 9:30. I was waking up, and I'm just like, what, dude? To be a pro skater, wow.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought you were going to be like, dude, they work really hard. They're up at like 6, bro. They're training. They're prepared.
But are they more night owels?
Oh yeah, they'll stay up.
I couldn't do that. Oh, yeah. I'm the opposite.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's a few that are really hardcore that are really training and are dedicated to
sport.
Which
is good, man.
I mean, Danny Way, that dude's insane, jumping the Great Wall of China and dropping off the Hollywood thing in Vegas, the big guitar and stuff. So it's insane stuff, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I will say the school semester is a little bit easier for me.
Right.
You know, as far as staffing and events and planning and everything else, it just slows down a little bit, which is nice because this last summer, I can't even believe it was end of summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just flew. I did so much stuff, and only by the grace of God that, you know, I was able to do everything.
Skate church tonight, 7 p.m. At the Mix right here on the campus of Calvary of Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. All the details available at facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can catch the website for the Mix, which is easy. It's just mixabq.org, right?
TheMixABQ.org.
And it's up on Facebook and their Facebook link, too.
There you go.
Come check it out.
Nicely done. All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming up at the top of the hour, New Music Tuesday. Billiam is away. He's on vacation. So we're going to have to do this without our music director. Well, he left us with a pretty ginormous list of new music that neither one of us have heard.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
It'll be good.
So get ready. Dig It or Bury It coming up in 15 minutes. To get you there, we got some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Also, the All-American Rejects on the way. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It is 8 o'clock.
That means it is...
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
It is...
Time for...
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yes. Indeed.
Did that ever say New Music Tuesday?
Yeah.
Then I must have just missed it this time. It's New Music time.
It's New Music Tuesday. It is here.
Uh-huh.
It is time. Billiam, our music director... He's off today. He took some vacation time, which is good. Everybody needs a break, bro.
Not him.
Everybody needs a break.
Just kidding.
Everybody.
I don't know. I think he's just ditched us.
Who's ready to tear down some locals? Not really. I don't want to tear down locals. I want to build them up.
That's messed up.
Well, that's usually what happens every week. Let's be completely honest.
Right. Let's just be real upfront.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Half of the fun, quote unquote, of New Music Tuesday is people being mean to local people. Brand new music on New Music Tuesday. That one from Matt and Toby. Toby Morrell, of course, from Emory. Matt as well, actually. But
both of them.
Toby Morrell, actually, we talk about the Mars Hill label.
Yeah.
He's a big part of that label,
actually. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of the dudes that involved with the worship. Singing and all that stuff.
Playing instruments?
I don't know his official title, but he's heavily involved there. So, brand new single from them. It's called Good Boys. I feel like Toby Morrell and Toby and Matt could like harmonize the phone book, and I'd be like, yeah, man, right? What he said. So good.
Yeah.
I love Toby Morrell's voice. I'm a fan.
It's good.
I am a fan. So
I personally enjoyed that song.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you think of the new music? Dig it or bury it?
Let's see. Mandy says dig. Nelvin says dig. Totally unoriginal name. The almost as bad as a morning show called Steve O and Mitch.
Oh,
but I guess it will do.
Wow.
Well, actually, there really was a little bit more to that name because my real name isn't Mitch.
It's Michelle. So we were trying to be. What are you?
Yes. It makes sense. Josh says, I really like it. Put it on rotation.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Thebe says dig. Weird how accents disappear while singing.
Yeah.
Do they have accents?
Got me.
I feel like he's making a joke, and I'm struggling to get it.
Yeah.
Enlighten us. Bill says, sleeping.
Ah.
Tired. Sounds like bees. Not sure.
Wouldn't that be bzzz? Like, there should be a bee at the beginning if it was bees. Bzzz. Because they're buzzing.
Nah.
Not zing. Z is sleeping.
Okay, well, I can't accurately portray that through. Was Z's, like, actually saying zzzz? Because that sound like sleeping?
I have no idea.
Tim says, dig it, love the vocal harmonies. And TJ says, the lyrics sound like a tortured 13-year-old wrote them. And by tortured, I mean spoiled suburban kid whose mom took away his allowance, Barry.
Wow. Wow.
It's true.
So there it is.
They were really sad lyrics.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, it always seems like this like really crappy relationship song. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Static.
Hola, folks.
What up?
Hey.
They do all have just dirty, terrible Southern accents.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there's a reference. And I love the song. Nothing that Toby ever does is bad except for When I'm Only a Man album. That didn't happen.
What?
That didn't happen.
Come on! I'm a fan of all of them. I even like that one. I even like that record.
I can't do it. I've tried, and I can't do it. Everything else is just golden and will stay in my heart forever.
Rock and roll?
Except for that one. No, not even
song?
That one. Especially not the party song.
Fine. Yeah. You can have your opinion.
Okay.
But we can agree that Matt and Toby's a pretty rad band.
Oh, right? Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Indeed.
All right, sweet.
All right, have a good day, y'all.
You too. Ethan Hall, everybody.
Ethan.
I'm a fan of that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
It is New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of new music to get through, and right now we're going to hit you with some local stuff. It's crazy. Our local artists, the submissions we got this week, all covers.
Which is also cool.
Yeah.
They're not bad covers.
Yeah.
Or they're not bad songs.
I haven't heard this song in years, but So Say We All did a Bad Religion cover of 21st Century Digital Boy, which takes me back a few years. So let us know what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So Say We All doing their best to cover Bad Religion, 21st Century Digital Boy. I get no say in that because I was a fan of the original.
You have to read this because I can't give it justice.
Okay. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also give us a call. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Some local stuff there from So Say We All. TJ on Facebook says, party on, Wayne. You have to say party on, Garth.
I can't. Yeah, you can.
So it's like, Garth's like, party on, Wayne. And then you have to be like, party on, Garth.
Party on, Garth.
Okay, cool. There you go. That works out. So, yeah. Yeah. Brand new music from Bell Epic. Disillusions of Man is the CD, which I actually released today.
Yeah.
Can I still say CD?
Album.
Do I have to say album, record? I don't know.
Music.
Yeah, it just makes me sad. CDs are kind of going away already.
I love CDs.
Digital downloads, bro. Downloads.
Right. Digital downloads are interesting, and you know, you get it right away, and it's automatically on whatever device you have. But they really stress me out because I don't have the CD, and
I love the
cover.
Hey, cool music stuff, and yeah,
lyrics, pictures.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah,
they put a lot of work into that.
They do.
So.
They actually have a Grammy award for that.
Best, do they?
Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm being serious. It's like, really? Really? There's a Grammy for
that? Wonder when that'll
end. There's
a
Grammy for, like, best liner notes, and I'm not kidding. It's awful.
Liner notes?
Not awful. Brand new music from Bell Epic. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday, playing all the latest music. Tell us if you dig it or if you want to see it buried into the ground.
Benny says dig it. Sounds
nice.
Good so far.
Okay.
Tony says, I love it. Kind of has a Seosin feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get there. That's what he says. He's going to go get their new CD now. That's
nice.
What he says.
All right.
Marissa says, I always think of Seosin when I hear this band, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
I like the song a lot, though the songs I like are usually the ones no one else does. But maybe this is the moment, Marissa, that everyone else likes that song
when
too.
When everyone conforms to the patterns of Marissa.
Yes.
Yes.
Josh says, gets better towards the end, but change the lead singer. I liked his voice.
I really liked his voice.
And usually vocals make or break everything for me.
Yeah.
Thebe says, man, good stuff. Mandy says, dig. Nelvin says, I think Paramore ruined every opportunity for chick bands to flourish. Dig it. Wait.
That was a dude.
Yeah. I think...
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I think I don't understand what just
did
happened.
Did he sound like a chick?
No, but the thing is, he says it ruined every opportunity for a band to
flourish.
Chick, but then he said he digs it. So maybe, I don't know.
I don't either, because that was definitely a dude singing.
Yeah,
so.
Siobhan says, not a fan.
Okay.
Jeff says, I dig it, but this doesn't make me think of Seosin at all.
All right.
So
that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Okay, we have two more local tracks, so I feel like we should at least get one more out of the way.
Okay.
Okay. And by out of the way, I don't mean like get it out of the way. Because So Say We All, actually, pretty rad.
Yeah.
Great song.
That was really cool.
I loved it. So right now, never heard of the artist. Local to Albuquerque. His name is Dusty Hughes. And the song is called Rain Down. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Do we keep it in rotation or do we bury this one deep into the ground? Let us know. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Local artist Dusty Hughes, song called Rain Down, right here on New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you think, Mitch? Tell us what to think.
Spencer says, eh. Okay. Eh. And then Tony says, I think it's funny that their name is Dusty Hughes because his voice sounded dusty.
Okay.
And he says, but the song was all right.
Okay.
Tim says, dig, love his voice. Kind of reminds me of Need to Breathe.
Okay.
Spencer says, feels very 90s to me.
Yeah.
Brandon says, I was going to say Barry, but it grew on me as it went on. Is there subliminal messaging in it?
I have no idea.
So dig in the end. Marissa says, eh, it's not a song I'm going to spend hours listening to, but it's okay. If I had to choose, bury it.
Okay.
Tim says, the voice, not the music.
Okay.
Does that mean he likes the voice? I don't know. Gabrielle says, dig, dig, dig.
Okay.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course...
Oh, we have more.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Thebe says, what the heck is that noise in the middle? I suppose it could grow on me, but my initial reaction is to bury it.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to go with our gut feeling.
Yeah.
Jeff says, I know Michael not when I hear him.
Yeah.
Mandy says, I'm sure there are going to be haters because the style's a bit different, but I dig it. Josh says, dude, best one yet, put in rotation.
Fired.
Bill says, would be better sung by a woman, liked the song, but didn't like his voice, seemed like he was really pushing it. And Jonathan says, good old American.
Good old American
music, dig. And TJ says, dig.
What is happening?
I don't know. I think that's why we're here.
Do we need to listen to it again?
Before this song played, I said, I love Static Radio because we're bringing people out of their comfort zones. Like, that kind of music is like their comfort blanket, but we're here to bring them new and better music.
I don't know. I feel like we need to listen to it again later.
Okay, we'll have to listen
obviously
to it again. Thank you,
not
listeners.
Right now.
Maybe they didn't listen. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But Siobhan says, I dug it. Go locals. So,
wow. Okay.
I mean.
There you go.
We just need to listen to it again.
Dusty Hughes. I guess I do. Because to me, I'll tell you exactly who I thought of. Sounded like Lifehouse meets Nickelback to me.
That's what I thought. I was like, ooh, Lifehouse.
It started off like, hey, I'm kind of dusty. And then it was like, oh, I really got to push it with the chorus. You know, like, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what you're doing. Hey, it's the Fray. Cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. 100.3 The Peak. but I don't know.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I guess that's why we do New Music Tuesday, right?
Very true.
Because everybody loved it. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we got some brand new Demon Hunter on the way. Also, another local artist. But before, we're going to hit you with some Telltale Heart. Haven't heard this yet either.
Me either.
Billiam, not here today, our music director, who normally gets us all the new music for New Music Tuesday, sent us all of the song submissions that we got. But, you know, he's not here, so we're taking care of this bad boy.
And we're doing an okay job.
I guess, dude. So, Telltale Heart is the name of the band. You got to tell us whether you want to keep it in rotation or not. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Song's called Little Legs. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Name of the band. Song called Little Legs. It's New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey.
What do we got so far?
Jeremy says, Barry.
Okay.
Brandon says, it's pretty mellow. It's nice. I like it.
All right.
And TJ, who I'm going to assume they're both related.
Yeah.
They both have the
Brandon last.
And
TJ Holt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, little legs, little voice, little talent.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it or bury it. Tell us what you think. Static.
Hey, what's up? Bury it because he was talking about a caterpillar.
Is that what it was? I was like,
he suffocating the caterpillar?
Suffocating
I just got to put it together. Little legs, caterpillar, I was on it.
There you go. It was the very hungry caterpillar.
The hungry.
Very, very hungry caterpillar. Sweet. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What do we got?
Thebes says, with a name like that, I was expecting to bash another screamo band, but I like this.
Ah.
Wait, what? Okay, I get it. Thebes says, interesting, or not Thebes. Tim says, interesting, unique, dig.
Okay.
Marissa says, it's all right. I think of falling up as I listen, though it doesn't really sound like them, but I digress. Probably bury it.
Yeah, Bill says bury it too. Weak vocals.
Oh, yeah.
Static.
So can you guys play something from the Divorce Part of Dead Throne? Dig it.
You totally cut out. But I heard the Devil Wears Prada, brand new. So, yes. Who knows? We still have a bunch of bands to get to, actually.
Very true.
And speaking of, you know, stuff like that, Demon Hunter, brand new single,
yeah,
released today.
Yes.
We also have one more local we have to get to before that.
Yeah.
These guys sent us their stuff. They're actually local to the Oklahoma scene, not the Albuquerque area. But we will get to that in just a sec. Static.
So, I mean, I was kind of hoping for something a little heavier.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked to hear the new Demon Hunter.
Yeah, that's coming up right after this Fight the Fade track. We will definitely play the new Demon Hunter.
I mean, they were talented, though. I mean, I couldn't do it. So, I mean, I say, you know, dig it.
There you go. Right on, man.
Thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700. One more local artist for you. They are called Fight the Fade, and you may have heard this next song.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. It's called Set Fire to the Rain. I don't know. Maybe. I'm
tagging them in this post.
I'm ready to hear this one.
Okay.
Adele cover right here for you.
They're tagged.
Dig it or bear it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. There it is. Brand new music from Fight the Fade, local band to the Oklahoma area. Set Fire to the Rain in Adele cover. And what do you think?
Let's see.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I knew we were going to get a lot of comments on this one immediately.
Yeah, because it's a well-known song.
Absolutely.
But some people are saying they've never heard it. So
okay.
Bill says, dumb song, first time around, Barry.
Okay.
Brandon says, yes. Spencer says, dig, 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 dig. Need I say it again? And Benny says, dude, I dig it.
No. It's, dude.
Well, I'm not you.
But that's how you say that.
Okay, well, can you say it?
I just did.
Okay, thank you. Like, you say it from now on.
Okay.
Giovanna says, I'm sick of Adele singing it. Why would I want to hear someone else do it? In all fairness, it's a good cover, just too soon. Seriously, too soon.
You know what's funny about that is right after this song released, another huge band covered this song, and I liked it better covered. I didn't think it was too soon, but Linkin Park covered this track.
And it was amazing.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I had a hard time, because it's like, dude,
I've never heard
I've
Chester
already heard
it.
Chester Bennington do this.
And he has a voice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Jed says, let me know when it's over. Set fire to me ears. What he says.
Thank you, Leprechaun?
Yeah, right? Nelvin says, I've never heard of Adele, but I'm assuming the original doesn't sound as awesome as this. Dig it.
I've never heard of Adele. Wow.
Do you live in a cave, Nelvin?
Hey, come on.
What?
Come on. Hey.
Adele has won five Grammys.
Five?
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
Maybe five this
year. But that doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like you have to have heard of Adele somehow, some way, somewhere.
He's heard of her.
Everywhere.
He's heard of her.
He just doesn't know
it. He doesn't know it. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Figure that one out.
Thebes has never heard the original either.
I just don't care for this, Barry. That's what he says.
Okay.
So... Steven says, way better than Adele, at least. Strong vocals, great cover, though. Dig.
All right.
Tim says, a man singing an Adele song sounds better than Adele, who sounds like a man, apparently.
What?
Singing her own song. I think her voice is beautiful.
Yeah, there's no way.
So he digs. Josh says, love it. Honestly, would buy this album. I'm very picky on what music to buy. So.
There you go. Fight the Fade, Set Fire to the Rain cover. What do you think? Static.
Hey, I was wondering, for one thing, do you know if the Cypher Down is going to come out with some new music?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I did love the song, too, by the way.
Okay, cool. Right on. You know, it's 2012. You could Google it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just kidding.
I figured you guys might. I just figured that you guys might know because you are Steve-O and all.
This is true. And I'm supposed to know. I am supposed to know these things.
Fail.
But it's Decipher Down. I can't remember the last time they came out with something.
They came out. Their last album came out in 2009. I was kind of saddened by that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if they're still a band, but I don't want to say that they're not because I just haven't heard anything on that front in a very long time. So.
Google is really close.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700. It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it.
Giovanna says the breakdown is so Evanescence. Bleh, that's what she said.
Nice.
Gabrielle.
There you go.
She says, can't tell if I like it. It's in limbo.
Just call her Gabby.
Gabrielle.
Just call her Gabby.
Gabby. Okay. Gabby. Ms. Frank.
Yeah.
Marissa says, I'm a huge fan of covers. This band really is really good, though a scream at the beginning of the chorus would have been glorious.
Thank you! See? I felt like the build was like, oh, it's building. Ah, oh, something's happening. And then it like, boom, like, it hit. And it was like, all right, that was cool. I was kind of missing something.
Yeah.
So.
Mandy says, is that a dude? First thought, wow, this sounds exactly like Adele. Second thought when chorus starts, nope, Adele's karaoke sung by a prepubescent boy. But she says, I think I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't decipher what you were saying because you just...
Prepubescent boy.
Yeah. Thank you. Good job.
And Rebecca says, bury it pretty please.
So it's kind of mixed.
It's
50-50.
Very mixed, yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. It's New Music Tuesday. What do you think?
Hey, Steve-O, Mitch. I have to say that although Adele's is great, I have to say I like Linkin Park's better than this.
Yeah.
But this is still a definite good cover.
All right.
I say dig it.
All right, cool. On, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
See, I'm telling you, that LP cover. Now I want to just go find Linkin Park's version so I can play
cover.
That.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
Is, it is. But, I mean, I think that's part of my problem is it reminded me immediately of Linkin Park covering it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So it wasn't super original
on
their part.
I hope this doesn't become the next, like, Cure love song. Because Love Song by The Cure has been covered a thousand times.
Yep, I've heard it.
And I'm, of course, partial to the Amberlynn cover just because they're my friends and I have to say that. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But we have a few more. Jonathan said, I had no idea Oklahoma was local.
Yeah.
But it's local to them.
Right. You know, our local scene at mystaticradio.com, you could submit music. We get a lot of quote-unquote local artists. There's artists all over who are local to their own scene in their town who have music that they want to get out there that isn't being played, and that's kind of it. We really want to get music out there that people don't know from any and all communities. These guys, Oklahomans, and no record label and anything like that. And they sent us some stuff. So, hey, man, local to our scene.
Yeah.
Right on. We'll check it out. So we played it.
Technically, they're local to themselves.
Local to themselves?
Yeah.
Wow, Mitch. That was deep.
I was just saying.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
We got a ton of comments on this one.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. TJ says, this is the second time I've heard an Adele song. Knowing that it was sung to a man being sung by another man feels odd. Very true. He said, the good locals don't get nearly enough airplay. This is not local and this is not good.
Oh, okay. That's what he said.
Jessica
likes it better than Adele's version.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is good.
So.
And then Siobhan says, ugh, not so sure yet.
All right. Well, there it is. New Music Tuesday coming to an end. We have one more for you. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This one, brand new music from Demon Hunter. And I know people were excited when we said that this morning. So, yes, we are getting to it. Finally.
Here it is.
Tomorrow never comes, but the song finally does. So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you think? Dig it or bury it. Brand new Demon Hunter. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new Demon Hunter.
Oh, I thought you were sleeping.
Oh, no, sorry. That was a sigh. Tomorrow never comes. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You know what I thought?
What?
Oh, yeah.
thought about this?
Yes, I thought of Zombies.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, oh, cool, it's their first record. Rising from the Dead. Rising from the Grave. No, not
That's
really.
That's more was... exciting than what we just listened to.
No, come on. I mean...
I'm sorry. I was, like, done with it after the first chord, or the first verse.
Jeff White. Nailed it. Right there. Sounds like Demon Hunter. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Sounds like Demon Hunter.
What is the little thing that he puts on his voice every single song?
What do you mean?
There's, like, some... effect that you're like, what?
Like auto tune or
his
what?
His voice doesn't sound like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm willing to bet most people will love it.
Apparently, Hawk in Paris, this is unrelated, released a new EP last week, and we apparently are missing out.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe we'll think about that for next week.
Yeah.
Josh says, dude, I love Demon Hunter, but I don't like this one or their other single out. Miss the old school Demon Hunter, like Undying.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
There you go. Marissa says, my internet cut out when you were saying who was next. So my first thought was, dude, they sound a lot like Demon Hunter. I think that says a lot right there.
Yeah.
On a more serious note, I love this song. I have yet to get their new album, but it totally has priority now.
Dig.
And Jed says, hey, it's Demon Hunter. Super dig. But see, here's the thing. Just because it's that band.
Right.
You're biased.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew exactly when the breakdown was going to hit, when the solo was going to hit, and then, whoa,
the
back to the
of,
chorus. And if tomorrow. I was like, yep, that was it. Yeah. Knew when that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Thebes. Like what Thebes says.
I am tired of Demon Hunter's power ballads. The heavy music can keep going, but this kind of stuff is just played out. I'm a big fan of Training for Utopia, their previous project, so bring on the heavy.
All right.
There you go. Esther says, Demon Hunter's classic. I like ye. Okay, but I guess they are classic.
Yeah.
They are. Nelvin says, another slow song again. I hate to say this. They are an awesome band, but I think they're following TFK's route to worship album. Moving on. Josh says, guess I'm saying I like their harder stuff better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting morning for New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Some good stuff.
Some good stuff.
What, the good, the
what
bad.
What do you think was the best?
Oh, man. Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you right now. So Say We All's 21st Century Digital Boy. Amazing cover.
Yeah.
Loved it. Matt and Toby from Emory. Sounded like Matt and Toby from Emory.
Yeah, but
so
it was
that
good.
Was good. But I would have to say my favorite song of the morning was absolutely Bell Epic.
Yes.
Until the end.
Okay,
I thought that was the best one, and I think a lot of people really liked that one too. I don't know if we had anybody say nah.
Yeah.
So good stuff. But thanks to everybody for chiming in on New Music Tuesday. The good, the bad, the whatever.
So you just played that really,
dude. Yes. So yeah, that's it for New Music Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We did it.
Good job.
We filled it up.
Good job.
Yay!
I did miss Will's. Hey,
we missed that, but he will be back next Tuesday for that.
Sure,
as well.
He will.
He'll be here later.
I can't rely on him ever.
He'll be
again.
Here later for a show. He just had stuff to do this morning.
But I can't rely on him for New Music Tuesday.
You can't. You can't.
It's over.
I'm pretty sure he got us all the new music though. So he's
whatever.
Still like before he.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, you know who we can rely on?
Who?
Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship.
Because he will be here.
He will be here coming up in the 9 a.m. hour. We've got some music right back. Brand newest from the Echoing Green. We heard a few covers this morning.
We did.
This is probably my favorite cover of the hour, actually, because they covered Fold Zan, King Planet.
Hey.
Love that song. Also, some Kenosis straight out of the Mars Hill vault of their new label.
Good stuff.
So we got that and more of us.
More of us coming
and Pastor
up.
Scott Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Waverly. Endless Day. Taking you back to their first record, Conquering the Fear of Flight. Good morning, 9:08 now. Happy Tuesday to you. And we had a good New Music Tuesday this morning.
We
I
did.
Gotta say. Loved it.
It was all around good. And I didn't hear, it wasn't like a lot of stupid remarks, but
even the songs we thought weren't going to be very good, people loved.
Yeah,
maybe people are just in good moods today.
That's it. No full moon.
Seems like when you're in a good mood, you have a positive attitude, then it doesn't, it's like, that's cool.
It's funny how you find when you in, what is it, dang it, those are lyrics, Reliant K lyrics.
No, too late. You blew it. The moment's
I did
over.
It's high, it's
moment's gone.
Sunny of high 75. High 75.
Yes. Yeah,
funny how you find when you enjoy your life, you're happy to be alive.
Yeah. Fail.
I know.
Fail.
I didn't. Never mind. I'm going to stop talking now.
It's okay. It's not that bad.
Aww,
you're cool.
You're so mean.
This isn't subliminal. So, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship in studio with us. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. I'm smiling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Yeah. You know what makes me smile?
Huh?
My face muscles. He's starting already.
Good job. Good job. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. You join us every single Tuesday morning, and normally we hit you with some craziness, and
yeah,
this morning no different.
No different.
I'm springing this on you. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig do a little show called Shock Therapy Live, and we took the summer off, basically. We'll be going back to it in the fall. However, for now, we've been doing best ofs, but that doesn't mean we don't get questions every week on our Facebook page. People still asking questions, and I thought, hey, I'm going to save some of these for a pastor because they're asking for biblical advice. They need to know what to do. So I thought, what better time than when Pastor Scott Tom comes in? You do something called Shepherding School. Yeah, is that what's the official title? Shepherd School?
It's our Shepherd School.
Okay.
Yeah, where we train men for the ministry.
Yeah.
So it's open enrollment right now, too. We're looking for men to be to train to be able to do this, to go out, answer questions, to have reasonable, defenses for our faith and to be able to articulate it.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was with one of your up-and-coming students.
Yeah.
Dave Martinez.
I'm real excited about Dave and him coming in. And there's guys from all walks in there, man. And, you know, I'm not, just looking for, white shirt, tie, stuff.
Right.
I'm looking for guys who just have a passion for God, and I'll train you.
Yeah, Dave Martinez, owner of a tattoo shop. And so I spent some hours with him yesterday. And we ended
under
up talking
needle?
A lot about that. Yeah, yeah. Went under the needle and talked about that, actually, and he's really excited for it. And I had no idea. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Good people.
Good
Shepherd
School. Guys. We need a few more in this next class, but I'm real excited about the guys that are attending.
Starts in October. It's Thursday nights, right?
It'll go Monday night for one quarter, then Thursday nights, because I'm just finishing up with the first class.
Okay, cool.
And out of that, we've got, we just ordained a guy this Sunday, this last Sunday. And so we've got another guy who today is meeting with the church. He's praying about, they're asking if he might take over their church.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So this quarter is this semester Mondays and the next semester is Thursdays or vice versa?
Yeah, you know? this next quarter, the first quarter will be Mondays because they're overlapping. They're usually Thursday nights.
Okay. Wait, you have overlapping
So I'm going to teach the next
schools.
Group
okay.
and then finish up with the other group on Thursdays.
Okay. I can't do that because I have Monday night football. I'm just kidding. Priorities, bro. Priorities. Yeah. You know, Monday night football. Sadly, I mean, does attendance decline during football season, or do you know? Do you have like an early service so people go to early service because it's like, bro, Monday or Sunday we got football.
Can't, people
yeah,
can record
they're,
that.
They're usually
no, you can't record sports.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
Pretty sure you can.
For a particular team,
yeah.
Yes. I know because some guys will come to me. You know, they're big Steeler fans or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll know when the Steelers are on the early.
Yeah.
You know, on TV schedule, they'll miss, you know. But, you know, people miss for all kinds of reasons. So
the funny thing is, good news, wives, actually, totally getting off subject, even though we haven't even started a subject. I just read a study where they had husbands take a picture of their favorite football team and a picture of their wife.
There you go. I'm going to get this.
This story right here.
Okay.
Good news, wives.
Yeah.
You're going to be excited about it. Well, Kelly, is Kelly a football guy? Is he a sports guy?
No, his family is, though.
Okay.
So, I guess that counts.
Yeah. Here it is. Deep down, ladies, you may worry that just maybe your husband is more in love with his favorite football team than he is with you. But there's good news.
What? What is it?
Good news is he's not, actually. In fact, a study...
Oh, good.
Study figured out just how much more he likes you than his favorite football team.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's how much time people have on their hands. Researchers at the University of Bristol had men destroy photos of their wives and destroy photos of their favorite football team and measured their stress levels while they did it. Men felt five times worse about messing up photos of their wives than they did messing up photos of their favorite football team.
That's so funny. Huh?
Good news. I don't know that I could even do that. It's like, all right, tear up a photo of your wife. I don't know.
Is there a copy of it somewhere
awful.
Else?
Awful. Yeah. So, yeah, men felt five times worse messing up photos of their wives than they did messing up photos of their favorite team. So, hey, good news. Now, if only that enthusiasm could carry over to Sunday morning church instead of the early game.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. No, anyway.
So
8
true.
O'clock service yeah. always fills up during those times.
Yeah. The funny thing is we have an early service, and that's what our pastor was saying. You know, in a few weeks, our early service is going to be packed.
Yeah.
So, because right now it's like the later service because people are sleeping in.
Yeah. Not in a few weeks.
I'm willing to bet in a few weeks, come football season, the early service, you know, the 9 a.m. service, 9 to 10. Football's like 11, 15, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah.
So yeah. funny.
So, anyways. Getting back to the topic at hand, your Shepherd School starting up in October, and mm-hmm. You can find out more information at crossfellowship.org,
right?
Where that's going to begin.
Crossfellowship.org, you can download the application, the catalog, get information on it, send us an email or contact us, and we'll answer questions. But we have a few spots open, about 10 spots for this next group. So I'm looking, really, my heart is get some of these young guys in here.
Yeah.
Right? Let me train them up. We're seeing churches being filled with pastors and guys going out and other churches getting help. And I'm hoping by this time next year, maybe, that some of these guys will remain with me. We'll start a regular Bible college.
Yeah, man.
So,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. We were talking about Shock Therapy Live.
Yes.
We do it every single Sunday night on break right now. So we've been getting a lot of questions in. In fact, we're going to do it differently this morning. Open forum style with Pastor Scott Tom. You do this every Saturday morning on our sister station, KNKT.
I do.
No Other Doctrine.
No Other Doctrine, right.
Yeah.
And so we, for an hour, we take questions about reasons for your faith, biblical questions, anything you want to come up with. So 9 to 10 a.m.
Yeah. Which is a little Shock Therapy Live. We say, hey, this isn't systematic theology. Your show more is kind of systematic theology, right?
A little bit more.
A little different, and yet, whatever. We're just going to have some fun this morning. We're opening up the phone lines, 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a question this last Sunday. It was on our Facebook page, also emailed to us, and I really wanted to tackle it because I this was a question that I didn't want to let fall to the wayside, even though Shock Therapy Live is on a break right now. So I thought you were the dude. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go.
This is an intense question, man.
Okay, Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The email says this.
Can't all tell right. if you're serious.
I know. Oh, man. Don't get me started about the bat voice. Question number one. Why is the bat voice so stupid?
Go.
Okay. Sorry.
I think I really love you.
Ah, it's the worst.
Where's Rachel?
He's got marbles in his mouth.
Why are you so angry?
Ah, it's the worst. Okay, sorry. Getting back to seriousness.
I'm the theologian.
You are not allowed to answer questions like this. This is a very serious question.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Question came in on our Facebook page, and it's pretty killer. It says, this is what happened. This is their story. It all started 4 years ago. I had a bad surgery with this guy who used techniques that people stopped using at the start of World War II. He actually blamed me for not healing right, so he hated me. Okay. I ended up having 6 surgeries just to fix that one. The surgeries were on my lower back near my tailbone. I tried to go to school for a whole year, but every day I would pass out from the pain. So when I would pass out, I'd go to the bathroom so no one would see me pass out. And they'd send me to the hospital. So my teachers began to hate me for always leaving their class and stuff because of my back. And they knew about my back. I couldn't hang out with my friends very long. They began to hate me and ditched me. I tried making other friends even at my church, but no one likes me. Then my mom and dad began to fight. A lot of my dad's family began calling my mom and a lot of mean names. So I defended her because she did nothing wrong. Needless to say, that ended in my dad's half of the family also hating me. So everywhere I go, it seems like someone hates me because of the surgeries. Also, I have permanent nerve damage. It really hurts. I haven't sat down because the pain gets worse. 4 years, about 17 exclamation points after that. Do you know how little things you can't do if you can't sit down? I missed out on my whole high school experience, had to get my GED instead. Plus, and then this is in all caps, no one likes me. What should I do?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's,
dude.
That's hard. My, first of all, my heart goes out to the person because I know what it's like to deal with chronic pain.
Yeah.
I've got what they call peripheral neuropathy, which means that I constantly have pain in my feet.
Oh.
And it's a burning sensation to the simple, almost your foot's asleep prickly type of feel to just jabs and severe pain.
Ugh.
And, you know, I've had this for quite a, not 4 years, but, you know, probably 20 years now.
Right.
And so I know what it's like to deal with chronic pain. And, but, you know, instead of becoming bitter, you got to become better.
Yeah.
And you can play the poor meanies and say, hey, that, you know, this is, everybody hates me and this is wrong. There's a common thread there. Everybody hates this person, but not everybody's that hateful.
Right.
I mean, so something's going on here beyond that. First of all, I'd say, hey, continue to seek medical help to try to get that done. Continue to seek the Lord to do that. But like Paul, when he sought the Lord and the Lord said, hey, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I allowed this to happen. Paul knew it was a character issue because had he continued on, the Lord said, you would become prideful. And so this is something that I have allowed.
Yeah.
It's also what he did with Jacob. Remember, Jacob's hip was pulled out of joint, and it was damaged in a way that Jacob was somewhat crippled. He walked with a limp.
Yeah.
And most likely was in pain. And you'd think God would do that? Yeah, because actually character is more important than your comfort.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that with God. And for me, there's certain foods that if I eat, it exacerbates the pain and certain things. And so I've had to change my diet and I had to do this and I could be bitter about it. But you know what God showed me? He said, hey, you need to be disciplined. I need to discipline you in a way where there's consequences if you don't do it this way.
Yeah.
And I know because if I'm going to train up men, I have to be disciplined in a way that is above and beyond.
Yeah.
And so I accept that. And I even thank the Lord now for that, for the pain, because it's caused me to change in ways that I would never have done without the pain. And so it's a character issue. And so now I just thank God. So I look at those things that come into my life. Well, why do I have to have this or have that? Well, one of the things is it makes me very compassionate towards people who do have the pain.
Yeah.
But also to bring out the reason why sometimes God allows pain is to cause change. And this is an issue here where you've got to step back and say, and all of us, why did God allow this to come into my life? First of all, you seek to resolve the issue. Can I get out of the pain, you know, medically, spiritually? Can we pray? Will the Lord heal? But if he doesn't, then how can I use this, or how is the Lord using this to change my life and my heart? Maybe I need to become more compassionate, and whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And so if everybody hates you, what are you sowing? I mean, are you telling me God's word's wrong? That if you sow love, that you'll always receive hate? I don't think so. So, you know, it's not the thing we want to hear.
Right. Well, it's tough, yeah, and you can hear the hurt in the email. Man, you know? My doctor hates me. My teachers hate me. My friends hate me. My family hates me. Everyone hates me.
But God loves you. He loves you enough to chasten you. He loves you enough to put you through hard things. And that means that God has a hope for you. He has a desire for you. He has things for you and a plan for your future that is good.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that everything we go through is fun. His way is always the best way, but it's not always the easy way.
Now, I have a question springing off of that, actually, because we're talking about this. And to somebody who's listening, like, whoa, I have chronic this, or I'm dealing with this, or maybe it's a sin issue in their life that they're constantly battling. And it's, hey, you know what? God allows us to go through these things. To someone who's dealing with that, it's like, whoa, are you telling me God caused me to get sick? God caused me to, you know, whatever it may be. How do we respond to that? Because that sucks. That doesn't sound fun. I mean, you know. And so to somebody listening who may be dealing with, like this person, dealing with this back pain or whatever it may be. My mom suffers with fibromyalgia, you know, and it's awful. Lots of meds, lots of pain, lots of problems. So, you know, hearing this amazing God who loves us so much that he would give us pain doesn't sound very loving.
Well, pain can come for a number of reasons. I'm not saying that every pain...
That God caused it. You're not saying that God caused
that God caused every pain that we have. You know, I banged my elbow. Oh, God must have caused that.
Yeah.
You know, that's maybe just my clumsiness type thing. We do know that it can be caused just because of sin in the world. Because, you know, a person is born blind. Well, that's nothing that they did.
Right.
And
genetics, maybe?
It's genetics. There's because a man has fallen. There's also, you know, things that can be caused by the enemy. When the woman who was bent over for 18 years had that issue, and Jesus said, you know, why? Here's a daughter of Abraham that's been vexed by Satan for all these years. Why not free her? And it was a, you know, Sabbath issue they were dealing with. But there's also ones that God has allowed. Right. And he allowed pain to come to Job. It was caused by Satan, you know. Indirectly, God said, hey, I'll allow that.
Right.
And so there are times where sickness or disease or hurt can come in from various sources. That's why I said first, seek God.
Right.
Because it may not be part of his perfect plan, and it's a battle, and he'll alleviate that. He may heal that. He's healed me from other afflictions that used to come on. I used to get hives when I first got saved. Were so bad, sent me to the hospital.
Wow.
They would be the size of a pancake on my body. They'd have to throw me in a tub with ice to cool me down. And when that didn't work, twice they had to rush me to UNM hospital because it would internalize and start to close your windpipe.
Wow.
And the itching, the pain, the agony got so excruciating, I just started crying.
Right.
I was about 20 years old, just started crying to the Lord. I couldn't go to school. They would shoot me with Benadryl. I wouldn't remember the rest of the day. Excuse me. And I was like, God, I just can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know what? One day I went into my room, I was in tears, and I said, God, this is too much. This is too much for me. And from that day, he touched me and healed me and never had him again.
Wow.
But he didn't do that with the neuropathy.
Right.
He's like, nope, gotta take it, you know, take it, son, because this will be good for you. And it has been tremendous. But you seek God first, seek medical. Then if those things aren't alleviated, then seek and find out how this can make you better. Because there's, what are you going to do with your life, right? If you can't, you're going to have to endure it.
Yeah.
If God doesn't take it away, if medical doesn't take it away, if you're not causing it yourself because of some actions you're doing, then you must make the best out of life. And oftentimes those things make you better, you know, if you allow them to. Mm-hmm. And for Paul, they did. For Jacob, they did. For others, they did tremendously because God did that. So that's the answer.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have Pastor Scott Tom in studio hanging out with us. You can check out more on his ministry at crossfellowship.org. We got another one, I guess, this last Sunday, talking a little bit about tattoos. And her question was, so I heard the passage you just read from Leviticus 19 about the tattoos and was a bit confused because I've actually been considering getting a tattoo, but this is the first I've heard of this passage and was wondering what it meant. Going to Leviticus 19. I'll go there. But it's funny because literally yesterday I was with my dear friend Dave Martinez, who's going to be going through your Shepherd School,
mm-hmm.
who's the owner of a tattoo shop and a tattoo artist himself, who actually did work yesterday. But yeah, Leviticus 19, which is really the only place in Scripture that talks about quote-unquote tattoos and, you know, talks about marking your body. And I think this is usually where people will go. Now I can't find it.
Is
it like 1918?
It's not. They translate it, the term tattoos, but it's the term that really means mark your body.
Right.
So it's when you're looking at that, you need to look at it in context too of what they're talking about. I myself personally, I don't have tattoos. You know, I'm not.
Right.
I don't go down that road, but.
Yeah. ESV says, you shall not make any cuts on your body for the dead or tattoo yourself. I am the Lord.
Yeah. So,
but that's just the one scripture, and you're right, talking context.
Yeah, and it's really talking about markings. You know, don't mark yourself. But look, but the context is what? The false worship of for the people for the other God. So my only concern is if people try to think that this is, I'm going to get this tattoo. Yeah, it's ceremonial. This will please God because I have the Virgin Mary on. It's not going to, that's not going to throw God.
Right.
But what if your body was mangled? What if it was marked? What if, you know, you have different things? I have a birthmark. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a birthmark on my cheek of a moa. Most people are like, I don't want to say anything. I might offend them yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the hideous thing on your face, man. But, you know, it's in, you know, doctors have told me, hey, we could take that off for you. I'm like, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Because I don't need to be, I don't need to look perfect or be perfect because God's not looking on the outside.
Now, I know some people would say, well, okay, you got a birthmark. You were born with that. There's nothing you could do about it. Tattoo is something you choose to take part in. Like myself, yesterday, sat in a chair for 3 hours and a guy drew on me. Was quite painful. And now my arm's colorful and in a lot of pain right now.
Yeah. See, I don't go that
right
direction. So what? Why would you?
Why would I? Why have I? I take it back to Leviticus 19 because that was very scary for me in the beginning. When I got saved, it was like, oh, crap. I already have a few tattoos. What does this mean? And how to take it to context. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The Levitical law, which is what Leviticus is talking about, there's three types of law. There were three types. The ceremonial, the civil, and the moral law, right? Mm-hmm. And so ceremonial is like, hey, anytime you worship, you got to do this, you got to do that. These are the ceremonial laws. The civil law was like, hey, these are your oxen, and this is your land, and these were like the civil laws of the day. And the moral law was like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, kill, commit adultery, type things like that. And marking your body was a ceremonial law because the pagans of the time would cut themselves or mark their body in honor of their gods, of the dead, of whatever. And therefore, it was saying, hey, don't do what the pagans do. This is a ceremonial law saying you under the Levitical law are not to do this because that's what the pagans do in honor of their gods. So then the question was like, oh man, because I got a crucifix type thing. I got, you know, the nails in the shape of a cross on me. I was like, okay, well, is that ceremonial though? Because I got it for, and so I really had to take it to the Lord and pray about it. Now I already had tattoos. I've had tattoos since I was like 16 was the first time I got one. Yes, I know it's 18 in New Mexico. I was still 16. However, I'm not saying everybody should get a tattoo. For me, it came down to a personal conviction. Dave Martinez, who, like I said, owner of a tattoo shop here in town, we're actually preparing to work on my left arm. And I'm getting a whole sleeve, and this is what I'm doing. I'm actually getting the 1941 Wolfman, Lon Chaney Jr., and that sounds stupid to most people, and it probably is stupid. However, God impressed something upon my life, and I have been redeemed, and I've fallen. Man, I fell into adultery, and then the Lord delivered me, and man, restoration, and I fell again, and it was this stupid cyclical cycle that I still battle. And I was reading the book of Daniel, and King Nebuchadnezzar, man, he would see God's glory firsthand. He would see God and he would praise God and bow down and say, man, God, you are the God of all gods. And then the next chapter, he was like building a golden statue of himself, like, and I'm awesome. And then God would slap him in the face and he'd be like, oh, but you're the God of gods and you're amazing. And then the very next chapter, he'd be like, but you got to pray to me. And then it was like, we're not going to do that. Well, I'm throwing you into the fiery furnace. And then boom. And then he sees the Son of Man. I mean, he saw God's glory over and over. And it was this cyclical cycle of, I see God, I recognize God, I love God. And he was cool for like a year. And then all of a sudden, boom, right back into sin. And I saw this cyclical cycle in my life as well. And it took God seriously taking away Nebuchadnezzar's reason, his sanity, basically turned him into a werewolf, a wolf man. He wandered in the desert, hairy and animal-like. And then one day, I mean, he cried out God's glory, and God restored him and healed him, and his kingdom was restored, and in my life, that has been my history. You know, I see God's glory and I know and believe and love. And yet, why do I do the things that I don't want to do and continue to do those things? And it was this cycle in my life. And it's still a struggle for me. It's still something that, you know, accountability partners and people that I have to hang with and fall to and say, man, guys, I need prayer this week. I'm struggling, man. I'm dealing with this, and this sucks. And it's this cyclical cycle of, I love you, Lord. And yet it's what Paul was talking about in Romans, this battle of the flesh. You know, my flesh is dead to sin, man. I'm a sinner. I suck. However, my spirit is alive in Christ, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this cycle of sin and, you know, growing up the way I grew up, my mom grew up Catholic. And so it was like this, man, I sinned. Now I'm not right. Now I'm not saved. I got to, man, if I don't confess this right now, I'm going to burn in hell. And it became this almost scary cyclical cycle of beat myself up, not as far as Martin Luther would go and like whip himself. But I mean, mm-hmm. I'd beat myself up and wallow in my guilt for a time. And I had to realize that that's not it. I'm redeemed. I'm restored. And this tattoo that we're working on is really this reminder that, man, I've been there and I've seen God's glory and I've seen what happens when it's taken away from me. And I've seen what happens when reason is taken away. And I almost lost my family. I almost lost everything dear and important to me. And God has since restored me and restored my marriage and restored my family. But it was a very trying time. And there are still times when I forget that. And it's just one of those reminders that I want that. And so that's why I'm going to be doing that. But that's a personal conviction. That's something on me. And that's very deep and personal for me. So that's why for me. But it doesn't mean, hey, Steve-O said, you know, it's cool to get tattoos, so I'm going to get a tattoo. Yeah, I mean, this is something that God has pressed upon me over the last year or so. And I've been praying and talking to Dave about and okay, well, let's wait on it. Let's work on it. Let's wait on it. And so it's kind of a slow process. But anyways, that's the long and short of it for me. 505-338-3700 phone number, by the way. Go ahead.
There are things that you can do. I mean, the Israelites used to put phylacteries on their forehead or on their arms.
Yeah.
And it was the word of God to remind them of those very commitments that they had to God. So yeah. there is a, you know, a symbolism of that type of thing. But because translators put that in as tattoo, because they didn't have tattoos like we have now.
There were no parlors.
They basically would cut their skin and it would be scarring, you know, type of thing. So God didn't want them, you know, mutilating themselves like that in the sense of showing their, you know, their attrition. God doesn't want you to whip yourself or carve things in yourself or beat yourself up. He doesn't want that. He wants a broken heart. That's what he wants. And that's the purpose of that passage of what's going on there. So you don't need to show up with all these wounds or certain things carved into your body to show your dedication or repentance towards God.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of that.
And I think also coming to the broken, contrite heart, it's what you do with that broken and contrite heart. I think a lot of times people can whip themselves and that guilt starts to take over and it's like, man, you know what? I'm going to go shout it from the rooftops and I'm going to just confess to the world everything I've ever done because I'm not free until this has happened. It's like, man, David, you know, crying out, God, against you and you alone have I sinned. And this is my filth and this is what I've done. But knowing that I am redeemed through Christ, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could talk all day about this.
Right. But my main thing that I want to put is make sure that whatever you do on your body, whether clothing, tattoos, or whatever, is something that's edifying, something that's godly, something that's not going to stumble a brother or sister.
Right.
And if you have something like that, just make sure you get it covered up or you can change it, whatever, you know. And that's the thing. But God looks on the inside, not the outside.
Yeah.
And people get all torn up about that. But, hey, it could be whether ink is put on your body or you get mangled in a car wreck or burned. God is looking on the inside, not on the outside. And we can use these things to better us or make us bitter, like we started off the program.
Yeah.
And we need if we have an avenue to make ourselves better, more godly, more dedicated, more loving, then, you know, I'm not opposed to it.
There it is. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hanging out with Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Static, hello.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I was just listening to the word, and I want to say that's strong because we were just talking about that the other day, you know. But it's more the meaning of what the purpose is inside, you know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say I liked what you guys are saying. We're out there listening to you, man.
Right on, man.
Okay, God bless you guys.
God bless you too, man.
Hopeful word.
Right on. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be doing with the Shepherd School, right? I mean,
Yeah, we go into ethics. We show them how to divide the word, not just in you know, hermeneutics, where you get in, you do inductive Bible study methods, but we have it's a unique type of school because we train you how to divide the word and use absolutes to come to a proper conclusion in that. So, because you could have this Greek scholar, that Greek scholar, but it'll never violate two things about God. Your doctrine should never violate those two things. One is the nature of God. The other is the character of God. And so you can go in there and come up with, you know, answers to hard issues because you know that you know God. And so it's something that's unique because it's a mentorship program. You're not sitting there cracking the books. I spend time with the guys. It's, man, I wish I had time to go into it. But
right.
it's something that it's the biblical issue of taking guys, allowing them to come to a proper conclusion, so where you go from belief to conviction. And so every quarter builds upon itself so that you're not just getting this information and you're saying, okay, I'm going to accept that because Pastor Scott said it. But we do it in a way that in this mentorship discussion thing, that you come to the proper conclusion, not only personally, but corporately, so that you're steadfast in it,
yeah.
As opposed to I'm going to accept this, but then somebody comes along and says something opposite that, and you are quickly moved from that position. This is where you get the opposing views. We hash it out, then we bring it to a proper understanding biblically, and then on those two principles I said before, and you know that you know,
right.
Because if you take any other avenue, you're either impugning God's character or you're diminishing his nature.
Right.
And if you do that, it's a wrong doctrine. And so we walk through that. And so guys come out very strong in their faith with power and conviction. You need guys that have this passion and conviction. You have those two things, man, you can set the world on fire.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You can find more information about the Shepherd School at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Going to take a quick break. We got a culture shock from the Maine on the way back. Also some Harrison Hudson. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Harrison Hudson at the start. 9:50 now, which means we are out of show.
Yes. Tuesday.
Yeah. Been a solid Tuesday.
It has.
In fact, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship.
Bringing it,
bro.
Thanks for having me in.
Of course, man. Every Tuesday we do this 9 a.m. And who knows, I may just start hitting you with Shock Therapy Live questions because, you know, like I said, Sunday night show, we're doing best ofs right now. Some of our favorite moments from the last year that we've been doing the show, you know, until the fall, we'll come back. But yeah, we get questions every week, so...
Love them.
Just going to bounce them off you from now on.
Love to do it, man.
All right. If you would like more information on Pastor Scott Tom and Cross Christian Fellowship, you can check out details at crossfellowship.org.
Yep.
Or did you post? I'm assuming you always post.
Yeah.
So, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That is it for us.
It is.
We're out.
We are out. Tomorrow's way too early Wednesday.
Yes, so. It is. You can get your thoughts and ideas in for what you want to hear to wake you up mañana.
Yeah.
And we leave you with some Amberlin. Song's called Closer. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.